Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. Three ways to build leaders when training on a budget. Now, whether training has not been budgeted for or is simply not in the budget for right now, your leaders still need consistent and effective skill development. But how do you do that when you don't feel you have the internal resources and you can't afford the big expensive external resources? How do you provide training to leaders when you simply don't have the budget? Well, here are three ways to help your managers become better leaders without breaking the bank. First, utilize webinars and online learning. Your greatest retention and skill transfer will still be in the live learning classroom. However, if a webinar or online learning session is structured well, topic specific, and delivered with interaction, these are great solutions for smaller skill sets. Webinars range in price but are less expensive than live learning. And be careful of those that are free, as often you get what you pay for. They also eliminate travel costs and reduce productivity loss with their 1 hour or 1.5 hour time frame. In fact, I and Contagious Companies conducts 10 to 12 webinars a month. And for this solution, there is some information I want you to download from this post. If you're listening to the audio, head over to the written blog post from contagiouscompanies.com and click on blog and you'll find the download information there. Secondly, utilize in-house experts. For training on software or products, in-house experts are readily found. For the more complex, less technical skills such as leadership, coaching, communication, or team building, an in-house expert can be harder to find. Look for those who do it well and are fairly new to their leadership success. Those who've done it for years at a higher level no longer remember the steps needed to train others in their way of doing things. Also ensure any in-house leadership training experts you choose or use have the credibility with the audience. For example, choose directors or above to train frontline supervisors. Choose executive VP level leaders to train middle managers. Even if they don't conduct the entire training, have them be a part of the course to provide the needed expertise, perspective, and guidance. And third, use structured mentoring programs. Perhaps your organization doesn't have enough managers to fill a live class, or not every manager is in need of the same development and training at this time. One way to reduce training costs, but also pinpoint the needs of each leader, is through a structured mentoring program. Create these by outlining the expectations of the mentor and mentee and carefully selecting the participants for each side of the program. Structured leadership mentoring programs work well when each mentor is on the same page about what is expected of them, they're clear on the processes used in the mentee's role, and when all mentors are in agreement with the right way to lead based on the culture of the organization. That last piece, that may well be your biggest hurdle to implementing such a program. And finally, a bonus option, public seminars. Tread carefully here, as many public seminars put on by public seminar companies are strictly designed to have the instructor sell materials during breaks with a very, very limited focus on adult learning or knowledge transfer or actual training of any real skills. Some are better than others, and occasionally training firms like ours will conduct public seminars of a high quality. If you wish to learn more about our public seminar, it's called Real Leadership Made Real Easy, happens to be on this topic of leadership. It's on May 7th. Follow the link in the actual blog post. Again, contagiouscompanies.com. Go to the blog button on the nav bar and you'll find that post. Public seminars are a lower cost way of sending one or two leaders to a local training class cogent to the area of development or skill in which you need them to improve. Now, limited budgets can make you feel like you're prevented from doing any training at all. But don't give up. Those leaders need you, and you need them to lead. These options will help. In fact, I'll take it one step further and share with you the upcoming schedule of webinars conducted by me in partnership with our newest partner, the Nonprofit Times. Even if you're not a nonprofit or nonprofit leader, but you feel like your budget looks like a nonprofit's, this schedule and these courses will be worth a closer look and maybe even sending a leader or two. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.